Estimating the mean from small samples. Student's t-distribution. We already know how to calculate the confidence interval from a large sample. We use this formula. We use the standard normal distribution, Z, and we use the standard deviation of the point estimator, and the sample mean here, bar X, is the point estimator. Now this formula assumes a large sample. In this talk we introduce student's t-distribution to replace the Z here, that will become a T, to deal with small samples. Let's have a look at the normalization of the variables. We have seen half of this before. Using the t-distribution, we have to assume that the underlying variable x is normally distributed with some mean mu and standard deviation sigma. This expression here is the estimation error, the difference between the estimate bar x and the true value mu. And this is the standard deviation of the point estimator bar x. We remember that when we did this normalization, subtracting the mean and dividing by the standard deviation, we get a standard normally distributed variable. Mu becomes 0 and sigma becomes 1. And this works very well if the sample is so large that the sample standard deviation is a sufficiently good estimator for sigma. Then we can just replace sigma by S. But if n is smaller, that is not so straightforward. Let's have a look at this normalization. The only difference here is the S in lieu of the sigma. This variable T is not necessarily normally distributed. We say that it is T distributed with n minus 1 degrees of freedom. So that's the sample size. The degrees of freedom is 1 less than the sample size. When you have many degrees of freedom, that is, n is large, this becomes increasingly close to the normal distribution. So it's only for small sample size that there is any difference between Z and T here. This is what the PDF looks like. The top red line here is normal. The black lowest line here is T with 1 degree of freedom, say a sample size of 2. As you can see, there is quite a significant difference. The T distribution is flatter, thicker tails and lower at the mean. It's less dense around the mean. But as you increase the number of degrees of freedom, 2 for the blue, 4 for the green, 9 for the yellow and 19 for the dotted, you rapidly approach the normal distribution. But if you have less than about 25 samples, you should make sure that you use a t-distribution. Let's round off with a summary, the new confidence interval. This is the formula we have learned before, how to estimate the mean mu when sigma is known. When sigma is unknown, we replace sigma with S and replace Z by T. same change both in the upper and the lower band. Otherwise, the two are equal. If the sample size is large, it's sufficient to replace sigma with s, because z and t are going to be equal when n is large. In MATLAB, you can look up the t parameter in the same way as you look up z. You just change the normal distribution to t, and instead of giving a mean and a standard deviation, you give the number of degrees of freedom. Please remember that x has to be normally distributed to use the t-distribution. When n is large, you can have any distribution, but when t is small, it is very tricky to calculate the exact distribution of the mean without knowing the distribution of x.